Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Couldn't do without Eva. She is a almost 21-year member of our show. We'll get her back again real soon and celebrate that 21st. How about that 21st anniversary with us? She is the tax mama. She's a syndicated columnist. She's the author of several books on small business taxes, including Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Deduct Everything. I think that's the new one. She's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, and it is great to be with you again.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Eva. We gotta get you back in a month or so and celebrate your 21st anniversary. How about that?
Well, that's amazing because I'll be 21 soon.
Well, we did get you out of right after junior high. We got you right out of the ninth grade. So, Eva. We got big doings coming up. We got big filing dates coming up, don't we?
Tomorrow, on the 15th, March 15th, the Ides of March.
Right.
We have the deadline for partnership returns, S-corporation returns. Basically, anything that's a pass-through entity.
LLCs?
You have to file. LLCs filing as partnerships or S-corporations.
Mm-hmm.
If they're filing as corporations, they get another month.
Right.
But here's the deal. You know, a lot of people aren't ready yet, and with all the changes this year, you probably don't want to file your business return
right.
yet for a lot of reasons. So get an extension.
For the first time in a long time, our corporate return is actually done, but we're not. We're going to file an extension just because of what you just said.
Yeah, you know, you have time to do some other things, to potentially make contributions to retirement plans and reduce the tax.
And if you're a pass through, you don't owe any money. It's not time to pay any money yet because it's going to go into your personal return. You're not going to get into trouble. There's not even going to be a penalty. I wouldn't think. Is there?
There's no penalty if you file an extension. But it's important that you do this. The form is 7004. Not filing an extension for a partnership or S-corporation return, but filing it late means you're going to have $210 a month penalties
per month. If you ghost on them, as we talked about in the previous segment, if you ghost on the IRS, they don't like that. But if you tell them, hey, guys, I'm not quite ready, here's my extension, then you're golden.
Now, there are some other issues we need to talk about on this, okay? One of them is people are deciding whether or not they want to be S-corporations for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically too late to make that decision for last year. But for 2019, if you want to be an S-corporation or you want to revoke it, you need to file Form 2553 by tomorrow.
And they would do this because they could take advantage of some of the new tax bill opportunities?
Maybe they want to take advantage. Maybe they want to revoke it because they might do better with a regular corporation.
Right.
That could be like three-day conversation.
But remember, they need to be planning on that. And, of course, nobody would do this without getting some counsel and thinking about it a lot. But it has to be said, correct me if I'm wrong, Eva, if you decide to forego your S status and go to a C, you revoke your C, your S, and go right back to the fundamental C corp, you can't revert back then to S for 5 years, right?
For 5 years, or vice versa, whichever way you're going. Once you make the decision, you're there for 5 years. And here's one more problem I want to get in, you know, before we end the segment.
Right.
And somebody brought this up. What if my client filed for their ID number, for their federal ID number, said they wanted to be a partnership or a corporation, and they really want to be an S corporation? How do I file the extension? Do I file it for a corporation
Good
or
question.
An S corporation? because, you know, they told the IRS something else. And so this is important. If you're going to do this, file the extension. You want to be an S corporation, file the extension on paper, not electronically, for an S corporation. Send in a copy of the S corporation election with the extension, the form 2553, and file the 2553 with the IRS where it's supposed to go. Otherwise, the IRS is going to reject your extension because it's not for the right entity in their records.
The left hand doesn't like what the right hand's showing them.
Right, and we get those rejections all the time because people set up their corporations or their LLCs, and the attorney or the service they're working with never files that S-corporation election that they thought they had.
TaxMama.com, so, folks. Now you know why we have her here. She's a smart lady. She knows what she's talking about. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the tax issues you need to pay attention to when you're buying and selling a business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.